Okay, we're back for hour number two here, Monday, January the 6th, 2020. Got it right. No screw-ups today. Now, this is it. This is the big hour. This is where we're going to try to tell a story that we told last Monday that did not go very well. So, I'm a little tentative here if this person's listening or not. We're going to get to this in just 1 second, so... I'm going to read the bicentennial moments here really quick, and then we'll see if this is actually going to come off this morning. Won't that be something if we're able to pull this off? Okay, here we go. Now, these are the bicentennial moments for here in Marion. Now, I'm going to read Saturday, Sunday, and Monday because, obviously, we were not here over the weekend. So here's the bicentennial moment from Saturday. One of the first recorded locations in what is now Marion County was once the site of a tavern and also a fort. Nathaniel Brundage and Nathaniel Wyatt, along with their families, arrived in Marlborough Township in Delaware County in 1806. In 1809, Wyatt built a substantial two-story brick tavern on the Old Settlers Road below the Greenville Treaty Line near the Olentangy River, north and east of what is today the crossroads of Norton. During the War of 1812, soldiers under the command of Captain Taylor built a fort around the tavern and named it Fort Morrow in honor of Jeremiah Morrow, Ohio's governor at the time. Now that is Saturday's bicentennial moment. Now here is yesterday, Sunday's bicentennial moment. Troops during the War of 1812 passed through what would one day become Marion City and County on a military road that ran from Lake Erie to the Greenville Treaty Line. The road had been created by a treaty with the American Indians. One of the first sites in Marion County to appear on early maps was the result of the efforts of a surveyor named Jacob Foos, who was passing through what is now the area adjoining Marion Towers on Delaware Avenue. Foos camped in the area and dug a well to find a source of fresh water. The site eventually became known as Jacob's Well and was a stopping point for troops passing through the area. And, of course, we all have seen the historical marker of Jacob's Well, and it's been over there for a long time. But apparently that all came about because of Jacob Foos, a surveyor who was passing through the area back during the War of 1812. Okay, that was Sunday's bicentennial moment, and now we are on to today's bicentennial moment, Monday, January the 6th. Here we go. The American Indians who lived in what is now Marion County were members of primarily the Shawnee, Wyandotte, and Lenni Lap tribes. As a result of the Greenville Treaty of 1795, the tribes still living in the area moved north of the treaty line, which ran east to west in a line slightly above the present-day locations of Prospect and Waldo. By 1829, all of the land that had once belonged to the Indians in what would have become Marion County had been purchased by the United States government, and the tribes moved westward. So there you go. That is today's bicentennial moment. You know, there's always a little rough treatment of the Native Americans, but There you go. Okay, here comes the big moment you've all been waiting for. 17 minutes past the hour. Here we go. Okay, here's the story. If you listen to the show regularly, this is the story that I told last week. I'm going to tell it again. And this time, hopefully, we are going to have a better outcome. All right, here's the story. Last Sunday, would have been a week ago Sunday, I was around a person who decided to do a British accent. Now, I'm not talking about in and out of a British accent, but the entire time I was around this person, which was about 5 hours that particular day, they did this British accent. This British accent was one of the best accents that I have ever heard. You want to talk about a very strong British accent? This was one of the best ones. It was so British and so good, you could tell that this person had worked on it quite a bit. Now, the funny thing about it was, the people that we came in contact with, or the people that I saw her come in contact with during that five-hour period, started to think that she was British, because she never broke character, never broke the accent at all. And this is an American person, not a British person at all. And I thought, boy, that takes talent, because she was not only speaking in a British accent, she was improvising in a British accent, because she had no idea what these people were going to say to her. So she just responded, and every word sounded British, and she was very good and very cool, and so on and so forth. Now, last week, I had said to her that I was going to bring this up on the program, and she wanted me to bring this up on the program. And for those of you who listen every day, I did bring this up on the program last week. Now, I brought it up, and I wanted her to call in last week to hear this British accent, and obviously that did not happen if you listened to the show last week. So I kind of was, uh-oh, that didn't go very well. But since then, I have seen this person, and we have hopefully worked out the kinks, because I said, well, why didn't you call in that morning? Because I didn't know if it was nerves or what it was. And they said, well, there was a windstorm the night before, and I didn't sleep very well, so I didn't get up. But I am definitely getting up this morning to listen to the show, to hear the story, which I just told. Now, I said I would say the name of the person. I don't think the person had a problem with me saying their name. The person's name is Taylor. She is very cool, very, you know, she's a very unique person in a lot of ways. She's fun. She's very even-tempered. She's obviously got a lot of talent to pull off this British accent. And I've known her for a little bit of time now, so she's really... I don't think she gives herself enough credit. I think she's very smart, and I think she's very talented, and I think whatever she wants to do in life, she's definitely going to do. Now, having said all that, and giving total props to Taylor for everything she did, and I will still like her, regardless of whether she's listening right now, but here we go. We're going to give this a try. Now, she told me she was going to be on the road this morning, too, so this could go very badly. Now, if Taylor is out there listening, she even took down the number. So I'm going to hope that this goes much better than last week. And if it doesn't, I don't know. We're going to have to throw it out the window. But here we go. So, Taylor, if you're out there listening, call in sometime before I go off the air at 10 o'clock. The phone lines are now open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, that is the skittish part of this whole thing, because now I've told the story again, now I've went through it again, and are we going to have the same result that we had last week, where things did not go very well, and we did not get to hear the British accent from Taylor? Well, maybe we will this morning. Who knows? See, I'm not feeling very confident right now because the phone line is not ringing. So maybe there was another windstorm last night, Or maybe she's in the car right now and can't call in because she's driving and she doesn't want to cause an accent. See, British accents are on my mind. Did I just say she didn't want to cause an accent? Oh, man. It is a Monday, isn't it? She didn't want to cause an accident. An accident. Okay, here we go. 740-383-9944. Okay, that is the call out to Taylor this morning. Now, it is quite possible. I will say this. It is quite possible that she woke up this morning and she heard that first hour and fell back asleep. Now, that is possible. I would give her that. Because we weren't, we were kind of into the Dr. Phil weeds in the first hour this morning. But there's the good story about Taylor again, and now we just wait for the phone call before 10 o'clock, 23 and a half minutes past the hour. But as I say, I'm starting to lose a little faith here, because the call is not happening. So I think what's probably going to happen is, if we do not obtain this call this morning, what we're probably going to have to do as time goes on is we'll have to get her in here as a guest co-host. She'll be one of those guest co-hosts that we bring in, and then we'll get the full British accent in the studio ready to go. Oh, now wait a second. I think there is a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Uh-oh. You know what? For some reason, the phone was not hung up. Oh, now see, this could have been my fault. Now, do we have a dial tone here? Oh, man, what happened? That is very strange. Now, this might not be Taylor's fault at all, because for some reason, I just happened to look over there at the call box, and it was lit up, which means if that's lit up, people can't call in. And then I looked at the phone, and it said it was in use. So it's quite possible that she could not call in there. This might be my fault. Okay, the dial tone's back now. And I think the phone problems are worked out. Oh, isn't that awful? Now, see, here I was running poor Taylor into the ground, and oh, now the phone's ringing. Okay, holy moly. Let's give this a try now. Caller, are you there? Are you there, caller?
Why, yes. Scott, I tried to call quite a few times, but it kept saying the line was busy.
Oh, see, I thought you stood me up again.
Of course not. I felt quite terrible about last week, so I thought I had to call today.
So have you been up listening to the show this morning?
Yes, I got up right when I said I wouldn't. I've been laying in bed listening to it the whole morning.
Now, how exciting has this show been? Do you think Dr. Phil's a quack?
You know, he is quite suspicious. I never really thought about it before. I quite enjoy watching his show because of the drama, but I guess the drama isn't what we're really looking for from him, is it?
Well, would you go to him if you needed a doctor?
No.
No, because he seems a little rough on people, don't you think?
Yeah, he's quite rude.
Now, where did this British accent come from?
I don't know. Sometimes when I get bored, I just like doing a British accent because I think it makes things more fun.
Well,
I got work that one day.
Well, see, that's the interesting thing, is you did it for like 5 hours.
The funny thing is, after that, for the next few days, it would just keep coming out, and I couldn't control it. It was like it was my actual voice.
So you might be one of those people who, goes over to England, one of those big-time celebrities, and all of a sudden they become English.
That would probably happen.
Now, what about the English accent do you like the most?
Well, I think I like it most because it's the only accent that I can actually do properly.
What is the trick? Because I am horrible at dialects. What is the trick to doing an English accent?
I feel like it's more like the R sounds. You just have to make them, I don't even quite know, you just got to make them like sound different or just, see, I'm not very good at explaining things, so I don't quite know how to describe what to do, but it's mostly the R sounds are different.
You know what?
The words they say are different.
Well, you know what I love about this right now is that you have not broken the English accent at all, and you're really American during this whole conversation we're having. And that's even better. Just stick with the English accent. It's good. But, you know, I did feel horrible this morning because I did the whole little story again for the second time. By the way, did you like the story?
Yes, I did. It was quite funny.
Wasn't that nice? I thought it was just a nice story. So I did the little story, and then I like, chastise you.
Second.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I'm back. I just told my mom that I fed the dog so she wouldn't feed them.
Well, no, it was, I felt bad because I did the story, and then I thought, oh no, the phones aren't ringing again. Here we go. It's deja vu trouble all over again. And then I realized, like an idiot, I had apparently done something to the telephones.
And I called maybe like 6 times, and it was just beeping and saying, call it busy.
Well, yeah, hopefully the phones are fixed now. But because I said, obviously, if you did not call in this morning, we were going to have to bring you in and just make you a guest co-host one morning so people could hear this full out.
That would be quite something, wouldn't it?
Would you like to, so I'll just put you right on the spot. Would you like, because I'm looking for warm bodies here from morning to morning, because we're talking about Dr. Phil at this point. I think we're about the entertainment in this show, we're about at the end of it.
Well, you see, I feel like that would be quite something.
So you would enjoy it?
I would enjoy it. It would have to be probably not a long time from now, since I'm leaving for college again soon.
Well, we'll get it in. We'll get it in. Now, what is your big desire in college at this point? What are you looking to do?
I'm not really quite 100% set on anything yet. I started out as a business major. Keep in mind, this is my first semester of college. Halfway through my first semester, I already changed my major to psychology. I'm thinking about maybe being like a marriage and family counselor.
So you'll knock that Dr. Phil right out of the box.
Yeah, of course.
Now, do you think he's really working with the police? I mean, that's the nuttiest thing I ever heard.
Probably not.
No.
He's probably just saying it for show.
I think he's just saying that for show. Wouldn't that be awful?
Yeah.
You know, we should get you, this would be fun. We could have you in here doing your British accent for 2 hours, and we could have Mackenzie in here, because, God bless her, you know, I just feel that she needs some help at this point.
Yes.
And I like Mackenzie. I think Mackenzie's great. But, you know, she seemed a little, what would you say last night she seemed, did you notice that?
She seemed quite anxious. I think she wanted to know more about Alex.
I think she did. And apparently we cannot get these two together for love nor money.
Well, she's quite interested, but she just doesn't know anything about him and doesn't know how to contact him.
Well, they've met each other like 4 times. It's just when they meet each other, nothing seems to happen. What's going on there?
Well, she told me yesterday that he came through her line earlier that day, but he was with someone. She said that she was going to write her phone number on the receipt, but since he was with someone, she didn't, because she thought it might be awkward.
Well, you know, I can see that, but I told her, I said, wouldn't it be just a good idea to take like a piece of paper and write your number on it and then hand it to him?
Yeah, I think that would be probably a good idea.
I think that would work. I think that would have worked out okay. And I think Mackenzie would be good on the air, because we would really get to the bottom of this whole problem. We could end this whole Alex Mackenzie thing like in the blink of an eye. We could end it within 2 hours.
I know. We could get them all introduced and set up, and they'd be married by the end of the second hour.
Wouldn't that be good if we could get people married on this show? You know, because that would really help. That would help me. That's kind of self-serving. But, you know, if somebody got married here on the show, I'd be very happy. Now, what are your feelings on marriage? Because, frankly, I think I have a fear. I don't want to say it's a fear. I have a phobia of marriage. You'd be a good psychologist on this.
I don't really have that much experience in psychology yet. But I think that marriage is a nice thing when it's with the right person.
You think?
Yeah.
Now, have you ever, you know, you don't have to say any names here, but have you ever run into anybody who might be the right person?
For myself.
Oh, okay, but Mackenzie, maybe not.
Okay, for myself, I have not run into anybody yet that might be the right person.
Oh, you've not run into anybody yet.
Mm-mm.
Now, it is frightening, isn't it?
Yes, it's very frightening.
See, I think we're in a new age where people don't need to be married.
Yeah, there's quite independence that has established.
But if we can just get Mackenzie married, I think that'd be good.
I think that would be quite nice. Maybe not right yet, because she's still a little young. In a few years, maybe.
She is a little young, but it would be awful nice if she would get married. Now, I did want to ask you, because I know that you picked up this British accent through your many trips to England, and I know you're I know you're a dear friend of the Queen and Harry and Meghan Markle and all that, and I heard that Harry and Meghan did not go to the Christmas party that the Queen threw. What do you know about that?
Well, I don't quite know very much because the family keeps it hush-hush, but I do know that that is in fact true, that they did not go. It was quite a scandal.
Well, it sounds like a scandal because that's his grandmother, and it's not right not to go to Grandma's Christmas party.
Well, I think I've heard that the Queen doesn't really fancy Meghan Markle that much.
She doesn't like Meghan Markle?
That's things that I have heard. Not quite sure if it's true, but that's just what I've heard.
Now, have you heard why she might not like Meghan?
I think it's because Meghan doesn't want to do, like, the traditional royal family thing. She wants to switch up a little bit and be more modern.
And the Queen certainly is not modern.
Of course.
You would never see a koozie on the Queen's glass of wine.
Never. Also, I always thought that those were called cozies, not koozies.
See, I thought they were called cozies, too, but somebody told me they were koozies.
I think maybe that somebody might have been wrong.
So they are called cozies.
That's what I've always heard and always called them.
Now, do they keep the drink cold? Or are you supposed to put them in the freezer? How does that all work?
No, I don't quite know. I've never actually used one.
You just saw them and said, I think that's a cozy.
Well, I had them at my house when I was younger. My parents would use them, but I never used them.
Never used a cozy. But so you think koozie might be an made-up word?
I think it might be something, but I'm not sure if it's that.
Well, see, here's what I'm starting to think happened. I think maybe what happened was this person looked it up after hearing me talk about it, and it is cozy, but they thought it was pronounced koozie.
That might have possibly happened.
Because they're kind of close there, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you going to listen to the rest of... There's only like 26 minutes left. Are you going to listen to the rest of the show?
Of course I'm going to listen to the rest of the show, but I can't stay for very long because I have to get ready because I am going to be on the road, like you mentioned.
Okay. Well, as long as you keep listening, that's okay. This has been fun. I'm so glad you called in, and we'll have to get, you'll have to coordinate with Mackenzie. We'll get you and Mackenzie on here, and we'll have, like, the whole dating game going on. It'll be great. Thank you, Taylor, for calling in.
No problem.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
There you go. Well, hey, it finally happened. How about that? Taylor calls in and gives us the British accent. Now, is that not one of the better British accents you've ever heard? She never broke character on the phone. I love that. So, here's the point. Do you think that was a good British accent? We're now 36 minutes past the hour. I know Sean's out there listening. 740-383-9944. And the other question, do you think Dr. Phil might be a little off the beam? Because we kind of think that he is off the beam. Or, our other question this morning, is it koozie or cozy? Does anybody know this? Koozie or cozy? And how do you use these things? How do you use a koozie or a cozy? Are you supposed to put it in the refrigerator or the freezer and get it cold, and then you put your can in it, and that keeps the drink cold? See, I'm just not really sure on this thing. And now that I think about it, I think this person might have just looked it up. Wouldn't that be nutty? All right, we're getting a call here. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, I was waiting for you to hang up the phone with her because, quite frankly, that was a despicable representation of a British accent. sounded like she rolled in a Harry Potter movie and got spit out.
Well, you're doing a pretty good one yourself. Now, what's the secret to a British accent?
You got to have a face like you've just smelled something disgusting or had a tasty treat. You got to have both of those thoughts going through your mind as you're talking with it. And once you do that, you're halfway there.
So you've got to contort your face to do a British accent.
Absolutely, yeah. You got to act like you smell something bad or taste something good.
Now, see, your accent to me seems a little more cogny than British. I thought her British accent was pretty good. I think she could have come out of Harry Potter, but I think yours is a little more cogny.
What is she talking about?
You seem to have a little more of a cogny accent.
Where's a cogny?
Kind of like a southern British accent.
Well, it's down there from Wales.
Down there from Wales. Like you might have been from the hard lands of British, and you're a little more hardened as time went on.
That's basically right. I spend most of my time in the pub.
Well, see, there you go. You just don't understand her British accent because her British accent comes from the aristocracy because she's in with the Queen.
It sounds like, hey, would you like to join me with a little bit of tea and a crumpet?
Well, yeah, that's right, because she's up there with the Queen and Meghan Markle and Harry, and they all, you know, they talk like that.
Oh, no, it sounds like she rolled around in a bunch of Harry Potter movies.
Well, you know, you sound like you're fresh out of Mary Poppins, so this is all British morning. If I could do a British accent, I'd feel good, because I just can't do dialects.
Well, I would rather be in a Mary Poppins movie than Harry Potter. At least I get to fly around with a lady in an umbrella. I gotta go, mate.
Hey, see ya. Oh, my gosh. Well, there's British accent number two. Yeah, it's British Day here on the program. Coming up on 39 minutes past the hour. No, see, Taylor's accent to me sounded more like the British aristocracy. It sounded like what the Queen would say. It sounded like what, well, who are some of the other people? Like Fergie? Is she something? What is she, a duchess? Yeah. Fergie sounded like something Fergie would say. That's what Taylor's accent sounded like, a real aristocracy, like high-dollar, high-end British accent. Now, the caller who called in just did a brilliant British accent. I have no idea who they were, but they sounded like, you know, Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins. They sounded like they were down there, you know, chim-chimmery. They were doing that sort of thing. But what do you think? Who had the better British accent? Now you've heard two of them. It's like a game show here this morning. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. You're tuned into WWGH Radio 107.1 FM on the dial. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp comes up this morning, 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. Then we've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and The Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. All right, what do you think of the British accent? Who had the better British accent that we've heard this morning? Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. Also, koozie cozy, these things you put on drinks, how do you use them? Are you supposed to put it in the freezer first and get it cold? How do you do the koozie cozy? Somebody let me know. Is it called a koozie or a cozy? Have I said it wrong all morning? Am I totally, apparently, out of my mind? Go ahead, caller.
Cut. I did some research on Dr. Phil.
Oh, God. Go ahead.
So, he actually, he went to University of Texas, 1979. Midwest State University, 1975. University Tulsa. And he also said he got his MD and MA at University of Texas.
Now, where'd you get that information?
On Wikipedia.
Oh, see, he probably wrote that.
And when you Google it, says he worked with the police department before. I don't know if he does now or not, but says he's a TV host, author, and a psychologist.
He probably went out and got the donuts. Okay, now you heard it this morning. You've been listening all morning. What'd you think of the British accent?
They were both pretty good. You know, I can't do it myself. you know who had the best British, and of course she was from British, is Jackie Gearsum.
Her mother was very British, the psychic Kay Frayne.
Yeah, Kay Frayne was good too. But I miss Jackie Gearsum. I wish he would come back to America.
But don't you think that was fascinating, how Taylor was able to speak in the British accent?
That's really good. I can't do that, especially since she did it for 5 hours one day.
She did it for 5 hours, and then she just did it here for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, that's not her real voice.
That's really good.
I told you, she's a talented person, and I get the feeling sometimes that she doesn't feel so talented, but she's like a 10 on the talent meter in my mind.
Well, we'll have to bring her to one of our shows that we do.
Well, I think we'll get her here in the studio, and then we'll get Mackenzie, because God bless Mackenzie, who is a great, great person.
So, Mackenzie, you're trying to get her married off.
Well, I'm not trying to get her married off. It doesn't matter to me whether she gets married or not, but I wish and hope that she's able to be happy. I want everybody to be happy.
So this guy that comes into the store likes her. Is that what I heard?
Yes, that's my feeling. But, as far as any more a deep dive than that, I really don't know.
Okay. I guess you could start your new search. You call it the Desperate for Dating program now for you.
Well, I feel that I could be a conduit to hook people up in relationships.
Oh, you think you can put the relationships together? Hey, if you want a relationship, call Scott Spear.
That's right. Call me, and I will make sure that you get in a relationship. Now, I'm not guaranteeing that it will succeed, but I'll get you in one.
Are we going to put a doctor say in front of you?
Yes, I'm a mandated reporter, and I work with the police department, and Dr. Ruth is a doctor. Why not me?
I don't know. Did she go to the school to be a doctor, a sex doctor?
I don't know what kind of school you would go to be a sex doctor. I don't know. I don't know if that's what her title is.
I'm not sure either.
Oh, man. They're going to kick me off the air before you know it.
No. I just didn't know what... That's what she is, right? She's a...
I don't know if she's considered a therapist or what she's considered, to be honest.
Oh.
But I guarantee you Dr. Phil doesn't know what he's talking about.
I mean, like I said, I'm not a big follower. I did some research. I just looked it up and just to see, and
Now, come on. Who had the better accent, though? Number one or number two this morning? If you have to be a judge.
I caught the glitch of the second one at the tail end of it because I got busy for a second because I couldn't hear it. But I heard her the whole time because I was listening, but then I got busy the second time. I think hers is really, really good because I heard Clara, but I mean his. I heard you say you made fun of his or something. Would you call
no, I was
his?
Not
Southern?
Making fun. I wasn't making fun.
What? Would you say something about you? You said his was Southern or something.
Oh man!
I didn't know there was a Southern British.
Well, yeah, he sounded like he was from Southern England. A little bit more of a Cogney in his accent.
Cogney? What? Cogney? What the heck is Cogney?
Well, you know, she sounded like she'd been having tea and English muffins with the Queen. He sounded like he'd been eating out of the box that was set out back of, like, some British restaurant.
Oh. Okay, well...
Like, he'd been in the flats of Great Britain.
That's right. I mean, I heard the tail end of his, he was using all the lingo correctly. I mean, when he said... But, I don't know. But, yeah, I heard hers the most. I mean, she did a really good job.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put her accent?
I'd say she's about a 9.5, 10.
Nine and a half. I agree with you. I think she's a 10 as well.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll get her in the studio one day, and we can have a whole two-hour conversation about her relationship with the Queen and Meghan Markle and Harry and the whole bit, because, you know, in this country, we love the Brits. We love the British people.
Yeah. I mean, I think Meghan's doing a good job. I agree. I heard her say that Meghan's trying to lighten things up over there, and I think it's great. Because the tradition, I mean, think about it. Even America's changing. Everything's changing nowadays. So they need to change that, the way they do things over there. I mean, I understand Queen Elizabeth, she does what she wants to do, but it's time to, a new generation over there, lighten things up over there.
Well, she is the queen.
I know she's the queen. She is a queen that never smiles.
No, she doesn't smile, and I don't know why she doesn't smile. I would like to run a test on that sometime. I'd like to run a test on the muscles in her face to see if they even work.
maybe it's in the cove there. You can't smile when you're the queen.
Well, you know what? We got about 10 minutes left. Keep listening, and if anything catches your ear, call back in. But I want to see if anybody understands koozie and cozy. And I want to see... Yeah.
You know what? I Googled it myself, I told you. And there is two different spellings. So that is not a made-up spelling. I Googled both of them, and there is spellings for both of them.
What was the other thing I was talking about this morning? We were talking about... Oh, and Dr. Phil, is he phony baloney or not? So we're going to open up the phone lines here in the last 10 minutes and see what comes of it. And if you hear anything that strikes you from a caller, give us a call back.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. And remember, if the phone line is ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, or I am inept and have forgotten how to use the phone system here, which happened at the top of this hour. So, phone lines are open at this point, 740-383-9944, coming up on 49 minutes past the hour on this early January morning, 2020. And we certainly thank Taylor for calling, and that was great. I badgered her to do it, and she did it, and she did it like a champ. She was great. So, what did you think of the British accent? That's one of the questions out there. We finally got that one in. See, I knew people would want to speak about this. Here we go. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, Scott.
Yes.
First of all, it is called a cozy.
It is a cozy.
It's a cozy. That's what it's always been called. And they will keep your pop when you're drenched cold.
Okay.
For a certain amount of time.
Now, do you have to put your cozy in the refrigerator?
I don't put it in there. If I'm out in this warm weather, I just slip my can in it, and it will keep it cool.
Sounds good to me. So it is a cozy, okay. Not a koozie.
Right. And now I got one more question.
Go ahead.
In the first hour, you were talking about having co-hosts and all.
Yes.
And what's his name? I mentioned about Bailey.
Yes, he did.
You said Bailey was gone. She wasn't coming back.
Right.
Okay. What did you two have a falling out?
No. She might be back. I was just kind of kidding in the first hour. No, she might be back.
Well,
she's.
Well, because the way you talked, something might happen. She wasn't coming back.
No, I don't.
I kind of enjoyed listening to her when she was on, though.
Yeah, she was a lot of fun. No, I'm not. She might be back. She might not be back. It's no falling out or anything. She's perfectly fine. No falling out at all.
All right.
Thank you. No. We did not have a falling out. It's just she may be back. She may not. You know how I am. You listen to the show. I just answered quickly. She'll never be back. But she might be. You just don't know. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. 51 minutes past the hour. Did you hear me backtrack on that? Holy moly. I was backtracking quicker than a politician on that one. All right. Is it koozie or cozy? Koozie or cozy this morning? And do you have to put it in the refrigerator? What do you think of the British accents we heard earlier on from Taylor and whoever caller number B was? I don't know who that was. Caller number B, what does that mean? Caller B, caller A, caller B. Which one was it? And what do you think of Dr. Phil being a doctor? Do you really think that this man works with police officers and is a real doctor? Or do you think he got his medical jargon out of like a Happy Meal? What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're down to the final 8 minutes today. 52 minutes past the hour, and certainly a lot to talk about, from cozy to koozie to Dr. Phil to the British accents this morning. You know, it's kind of been like doing this show in Great Britain this morning. This is very similar to what this show would be like in Great Britain, with the calls that we've had this morning. Can anybody else out there do a British accent? I think those sound so interesting. I just think they're fascinating. 740-383-9944. Okay. You know, I did not get to the pizza story today. I guess I'll have to save that for tomorrow. So that's a good reason to come back tomorrow, because I don't think I have time today to get into the pizza story. I also want to do the trip story. Because there could be a trip coming up here very soon, and I want some ideas on that one, so we'll save that for tomorrow, too. So tomorrow, let me get to write this down so I don't forget. Tomorrow we will do the Ohio trip search, and we will also do the pizza story tomorrow, since we got the koozie. Okay, so the person told me it was a koozie, but it's a cozy. Is it like a can cozy? Is that what we call it? A can cozy? Is that the whole idea? Hard to tell. Let's see here. So we got the can cozy, but somebody told me it was called koozie. That's where we started this morning. And we did do, is Dr. Phil nuts or not? Does anybody out there watch the Dr. Phil show? I couldn't even tell you the last time I've ever seen that show, but he just pops up every so often, and every time he pops up, I think he's a little nuts. Now, I'm not saying people who watch that show aren't having a good time. They very well might be. I'm just saying, to me, he seems a little off in the weeds. So, if anybody wants to say anything about that, 740-383-9944, and then the British accents, which were so much fun this morning. And I'll tell you, I was not making fun of the second guy who was doing a British accent. It just, to me, seemed a little more cogny. That's all I'm saying. A little cogny, a little southern. Go ahead, caller.
Well, maybe there's koozies and cozies, because I've seen different types.
Koozies?
There's one that's a rubber that's glued together, and there's another one that is has like a foam rubber inside and a fabric outside, like Sean was talking about. So we could have koozies and cozies.
So you think there are both? There's have you ever heard the term koozie used in that regard?
I never heard it called cozy.
So you've never heard it called
cozie? It cools your drinks.
So it is a koozie.
Koozie, yeah.
Not a cozy.
It cools your drinks.
So because it cools your drinks, it's called a koozie.
Koozie, yeah.
Even though people here this morning seem to think it's called a cozy.
Well, maybe the one is a cozy and the one is a koozie. There are a couple different types.
So the koozie would be the one made of plastic, and the cozy would be just the one that sits there?
No, it's not plastic. It's like an extruded foam rubber.
Yeah,
it's about 3/4 inch thick.
Yeah, see,
the other one is pliable. It's got a foam rubber inside, just like a 16th of an inch foam, and it's fabric covered and it's sewn. Maybe that's the cozy.
Maybe, because yeah, this one is like the foam rubber, so I guess this would be a koozie.
Is it the thick one? Yeah.
Yeah, the thick foam rubber. So maybe we have a koozie. Yeah. So I'll say the Jags koozie.
Advertisements out of like a beer company or whoever's advertising, they put it on there and they give them away at the sporting events. Usually.
Right. Well, that's interesting. Hey, thanks for calling.
All righty.
Bye-bye. All right, so now we have two for cozy and one for koozie, and apparently it's quite possible that there are both koozies and cozies. So go figure. as far as that goes. 56 and a half minutes past the hour. We're rapidly approaching the end of the show this morning. Boy, this morning's went by fast. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you want to say something before we go off the air this morning, now would be the time to do it, as we are at the three-minute mark of the Monday program and have certainly had a lot of fun this morning discussing Koozie versus Cozy, and what we're talking about are those things that fit over your can to keep them cool. I don't think they keep anything warm, but they're supposed to insulate things so they stay cool. Koozie versus Cozy. Now, we've also talked this morning about, does Dr. Phil have any credentials? And we've got some feedback online about that, that the person agrees with me that he probably is not on the level. And, we also had our British accents this morning, which that took a whole week to get to, but my goodness, we did get to it. Telephone lines open, 740-383-9944. And again, I was not making fun of the second caller. I just think that that accent from the second caller sounded a little more like Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins, like Cockney, Southern Great Britain. That was my opinion. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I did some research on that for you.
Okay.
So yeah, I think a cozy is made out of like yarn and stuff, and then cozy is made out of the rubber and the fabric on the outside, like that you have right there at the studio. And then cozy is the one that you have at the studio. Cozy is made out of like yarn and stuff like that.
So a cozy is made out of yarn, and a koozie is made out of foam rubber.
Yeah, so cozy is the one you probably have at the studio. I mean, I just Googled it. I could be wrong, but that's what I...
Well, the one here is foam rubber, so wouldn't this be a koozie?
That'd be a cozy.
So a cozy is not made out of foam rubber?
No, cozy is made out of foam rubber. And the other one is yarn. So cozy, the K... Versus the K, it's made out of a yard or made out of the rubber, and then cozy's made out of the yard, and koozie's made out of the rubber.
So this is a koozie.
Yeah, that's a koozie.
Okay, thank goodness we got it figured out.
Caller was correct.
All right. Well, thank you.
Well, that's what Google is showing anyway.
But we'll believe the internet this morning.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Adam, a mid-morning coffee break with Adam Leps coming up in about 10 minutes, 10:10 to 11 a.m., Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and The Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. today. Boy, we've had a lot of fun this morning, and again, we do want to thank Taylor for calling in because she didn't have to, and she did it, and she gave us a great British accent, and that was a lot of fun. Hope you have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow. Who knows what we're going to talk about, 8 to 10 a.m., but Adam Lepp coming up next, Linda Sims at 4, Mike Wilson at 5. Hold on, we got one more call coming in today, and we're going to sneak it in here very quickly. Go ahead, caller.
Are you on the air, Scott?
Yep.
Oh, I'll call back then.
Okay. All right. Well, for this Monday, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
One of them, yet if he wins today, his home state, they're considering him a major contender. And I guess I listen to these political pundits. They all have opinions. But, you know, John, Governor Kasich doesn't have many delegates, even when he's far, far. He's far into fourth place that way.